In the studio today with us is Mark Oakley discussing winterizing those outdoor toys. As the colder months approach, Mark shares practical tips to protect your outdoor play equipment and keep it in great shape for the seasons to come. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Brad. Thanks for having me again. I know it's months are coming, or the time's coming that temperatures are getting a little bit cooler, and it's time for us to start thinking about putting our toys up for the winter, and hopefully we can touch on some basics that you need to know.
Yeah, because, you know, there's more to it than just putting it up and just parking it in the, you know, if it's a camper or whether it's a, you know, if it's a boat, one of those things, you know, the more in-depth you go in shutting it down for the winter, the better off you probably are starting it when it's time to bring it back up. If you clean it good and give it good, you know, what it needs to be, and then when you go to use it again in the spring, you don't have to do a whole lot.
That's true, Brad. You know, even today, a lot of the, especially our campers, RVs, seeing more and more issues with preventive maintenance. So that's left up to you as the owner to do these things, and it'll save you a lot of money in the long run if you'll just, you know, follow a few common tips. A lot of these you can pick up in your owner's manual. A lot of them, if you're on any type of social media, there's always people on there showing you and reminding you of stuff that you need to do, and it's all really worthwhile.
Yeah, I mean, while we're talking about campers, let's just break down kind of the basics, what you would be doing to shut your, like maybe what you would do to your camper for the winter.
Okay, well, to start with, I always like to do a good exterior clean on it. And, you know, you wonder, well, why are you washing it, you know, in the wintertime for? Well, it just gives you a good opportunity to give it a once-over. You know, if it's got any leaves, debris on the top, gives you an opportunity to do the preventive maintenance. You know, look around your seals, your roof vents. Make sure your caulking is good. You know, make sure there's not an issue up there before you just cover it up and put it to bed for the winter. So, you know, if you'll go ahead and just give it a good washing, that'll give you an opportunity to check everything on it. And then after that, then obviously go to the inside of it. You know, again, I like to do a good clean on the inside, you know, sweep, mop the floors, wipe everything down, get all my canned goods, my drinks, anything that could, you know, potentially freeze over the winter, I like to get it out of it. You know, there's several different ways that people keep them. You know, some people just put a tarp over them. Some people don't do anything. A lot of people park them in an indoor or roof over type shelter. Obviously, those are the best because it's keeping the weather off of the top of it. And that's where you start seeing a lot of, you know, problems with roofs leaking or trim leaking and that kind of thing. That goes back to preventive maintenance that you need to be aware of yourself as an owner, that these things have got to be done.
Yeah, and like you said, I like how you said it gives you a chance to inspect everything, you know, looking at, you know, not just your seals, but your tires and all that stuff, you know, jacks and everything when you get ready to use.
Yeah, there's a lot of information out there, again, you know, that I know a lot of people don't do, and I've only started doing it myself the last few years. You know, torquing your lug nuts on your wheels, you know, checking your tires, even though you don't use it, maybe just here local. Some of the tire manufacturers are not really good tires. So you want to make sure, you know, there's no cracks in them, that kind of thing. Your wheel bearings need to be packed every year. Your brakes need to be inspected on your travel trailers and your campers. This is just, you know, a type of insurance that's going to protect you down the road.
Yeah, because there's nothing worse pulling that camper in on Memorial Day weekend and you have a blowout on the way to it, or your hub lock up on your axle.
Yeah, I'm, you know, and it's the same thing with our boat trailers. You know, we tend to let them sit for a period of time, and we think, well, if they're not being used, there's nothing being done, but that's not true. I mean, they still need the torquing of the lug nuts, the wheels inspected, tires inspected, and the trailer brakes inspected as well.
Well, more on the way with Mark Oakley. Well, we're talking winterizing your toys with Mark Oakley today. Now, Mark, we covered campers and trailers pretty good there, but let's talk about boats. You know, it's still warm weather, but I mean, I guarantee it. There's people that probably ain't had their boat in the water since 4th of July or Labor Day.
That's correct, and you know, it's time to get ahead of the game there and get these things put up for the winter, because last thing you want to do is procrastinate and then, you know, you reach out to somebody and they're booked up and they can't get to you or whatever. So I would say if I was pretty well done right now, I would go ahead and get on someone's schedule. If you do it yourself, you know, that's fine. You just need to be confident in your ability. I'm not a fan of bilge heat. I know it serves a purpose, but you know, a lot of times, Brad, in the course of a winter, if we have a snow or some ice, a lot of the rural marinas will lose electricity, which means you don't have any bilge heat. Sometimes these things can last for, you know, hours to days before it ever gets restored, and then you've got to make the decision on what to do. But I would, you know, get down there and get it taken care of now. I'm a fan of winterization, you know, draining the water out of everything, the block, any kind of a water system, get it all drained out. If you need to use the antifreeze, which I would highly recommend it, make sure you're buying the right kind for the right application. The motor type antifreeze has a rust inhibitor in it, and the one that you would use on your water system doesn't have the rust inhibitor in it. So you want to make sure you're getting the right antifreeze for what you're doing. Some of these new boats now are wakeboard boats, surf boats, those kind of things. Those are a little bit more trickier than, you know, some of the older, just a regular inboard engine where you got a few plugs to take out and drain the water out of them. You know, they utilize the packs for filling with water. You've got onboard pumps. It needs to be winterized. So you really need to do your due diligence and make sure you really are comfortable with your ability to do it. Or if not, I would definitely reach out to someone that does it for a living.
Yeah, and like you said, you know, you mentioned it in the camper, looking at that owner's manual, following what that owner's manual says. Because, you know, one, you don't want to void your warranty, but if you're following what the boat manufacturer in the book says, you know, chances are you're not going to do that, or go through a licensed mechanic that someone that does that for a living.
Sure, someone that's, you know, that's got the experience, that's familiar with that brand boat and the application, you know. But you know, and it's not as simple as just, you know, relying on water temperature, keeping it warm, and, you know, plugging up a few hoses in the back. I mean, if you're not going to use it for 4 or 5 months, you really need to drain the water out of everything, put you a good rust inhibitor antifreeze in that engine, and that way you know you've got peace of mind throughout the winter. And I would recommend anyone, you know, whether it's stored at a marina or if it's stored, you know, at a facility somewhere, go down and check it, you know, 3 or 4 times a winter. You know, this could be early prevention, especially, you know, some of the places where you store boats, you could get a mice problem, you know, and this will get you ahead of the game before they get in there all winter long and chew the wiring up or whatever in your boat. Yeah, you just got to stay on top of it.
You know, it used to, you know, I worked, long story short, me and Mark worked together at the lake a long time ago at a marina, and, you know, it just always surprised me, you know, the folks that had those multi, you know, almost $250,000 houseboat or even $500,000 houseboat, but wouldn't pay the $200 to have it winterized. You know, they had that bilge heater in there, and of course the bilge heaters are nice, but it's like the pirate ain't going to go out when it's nice weather or pretty weather. Sometimes it does, but you know, most of the time it's when there's a foot of snow on the ground and you can't get in there to the boat to do anything with it. So I'm like Mark, highly recommend winterizing.
Yeah, I mean, it is costly, but it's really good insurance that come springtime, you know, you're going to be able to enjoy the boat. You're not going to be bothered with, you know, busted pipes or even worse, a busted block in your engine. And like I said, the antifreeze will protect it. Some of your boats, especially your house boats, you know, they'll utilize a manifold system, and you can still keep the inside of it, like to refer to it as wet. So if you want to go down in the winter and use it, as long as you're running your heat, you should be safe. But you also need to have a backup plan as well in case, as Brad said, you know, we get a winter storm and, you know, the power's out at the marina for 4 or 5 days. You need a backup plan of how am I going to get down there and get it drained down and get the water out of it before it freezes and busts.
There's a lot of stuff to take in. So more to come with Mark Oakley. We're talking winterization today with Mark Oakley. Now, Mark, we covered, you know, campers and trailers, and we talked about our inboard motors and water systems. Now, let's talk about, well, if we've got an outboard motor or a jet ski or something. What's the easiest way to do that?
Well, now, you know, Brad, owner jet skis, they do still hold water in the engine. It's a good ideal. A lot of people feel comfortable by just, especially if they leave them at the marina and park them on a pad, that they just blow them out. But this will still leave some water in the engine. Again, to be safe, you need to run some antifreeze through it. This gets in areas to where, you know, you may just have something as like a puddle or an air trap of water in there. This will protect that. Our jet skis as well as our outboard motors, I always recommended, you know, before we put them up for the winter, to run a fuel stabilizer in it for a few minutes. This will protect your, whether it's fuel injected, carbureted, or throttle body injected. This protects the fuel from being able to gel up and cause moisture issues in the engine. So fuel stabilizer, you know, run it 5, 10, 15 minutes, whatever. Make sure it's all the way through there. That way it'll keep your fuel fresh. So when spring gets here, hopefully you can turn the key and go.
Do you recommend filling it up or just using, you know, should they put it up with a full tank or should they just put stabilizer what's already there? Because I know there's some people say, well, if you don't have it full, it can get condensation in the tank. And then if you fill it up, well, why do you want to fill it up to let a whole tank of gas go bad? So,
yeah.
I mean.
Well, I think that's personal preference. Me, myself, I wouldn't really worry about how much fuel it had in it. The stabilizer, if you'll use like a Stabil product or something of that nature, it will have a moisture inhibitor in it, which will help the moisture, should dry it up. That's what it's for versus putting it up with no fuel stabilizer. You would get a moisture issue just from the temperature change of it being, you know, 70 degrees one day and 20 degrees the next day. That's where the moisture issue comes in. And, you know, around the marina, it's a very humid environment because of the water. So, yeah, you really need to run the stabilizer in it. And on our outboards, I mean, most of those self-drain. You need to leave the engine all the way down. I see a lot of people that puts them up, you know, and keeps maybe the bottom, the skeg part of the motor out of the water. But anytime you do that, you're susceptible to getting rain in that housing that can't drain out. And that's a good place for it to freeze and bust. So, you know, you're better off to leave it either down in the water or leave it all the way down, and that way it will self-drain all the water out of it, and that'll keep you from busting a lower unit in the wintertime.
Yeah, because, I mean, nothing worse, and like I said, coming out in the spring or your first outing, or some people wait till the holiday weekend, and you got friends and family coming down there, and then, oops, you got a lower unit problem.
Yeah, and, you know, even on – you know, if you keep your boat at a marina, you always need to keep, again, you need to go down there a couple times a year and just you know, pull the cover back and check on it. You need to keep the battery on it hot, especially if you've got it on a lift. I mean, lo and behold, you know, we trust our lift systems to be up, and that's a good thing. But if something happened over the course of the winter, you want your bilge pump to be able to work in case, you know, we had a leak or something in the boat. You want to keep your battery hot. I know a lot of people take their battery out of them and bring them home for the winter. You're better off to put, you know, some type of trickle charge on a battery and keep it charged up for the course of the winter. And it should be good come the next season. Obviously, batteries are not made as good as they used to. So if you've got one that's probably over 3 years old, I'd probably be looking at replacing it anyway.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we just replaced one on our boat. It was about 8 years old, and I thought that was outstanding life.
Oh, that's today's battery. You should have sent that one back to the manufacturer. Said you built a good one.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for coming on the show, sharing all the knowledge and experience, you know, with the just all of our toys. You know, Mark camps, he fishes, he, you know, he's been around boats a long time, so it's his knowledge is what he tells you, you can, you know, pretty well can match with any mechanic that you'd see. So, Mark, thank you for coming in on the show and sharing all your knowledge and experience with us.
Thank you, Brad. Thanks for having me.
This has been another great episode of Upper Cumberland Outdoors. Let's get outdoors.